Well, I was just getting in the plane, and the Lord dropped this thought to me. So, the thought is idols. Idols. You know, sometimes I think we don't realize that people still have idols that they worship in this day and time. And we know back in the old days, there was Baal and many other idols, and there still are in some countries, and maybe here in the States there are. But idols have a great part of people's lives today. And we want to look at the idols that the devil has put in front of us. The enemy of our souls has placed many idols in front of us today, but they're camouflaged. The idols that we think of, the Bible speaks of, are like maybe in the form of animals or creatures, and they have names and all of these things, and people bow down and worship them, expecting them to do something for them, which they are only the work of men's hands. They can't do anything. They can't hear. They can't see. They can't do a thing. But yet people worship them. And so today, that even though you may not have a little physical idol that you bow down the knee, but people are bowing down to idols today. Bowing down to them in their hearts. They may not be the traditional idol that a person would think about when we read Exodus 20 and 39, but they're still idols. Let's go to Deuteronomy 5 and 7.
Thou shalt have none other gods before me.
Thou shalt have none other gods before me. This is the commandment that we have. And I believe when we go to Exodus, it might be 20. I'm going to look. You all just have patience with me. But that was one of the first of the Ten Commandments, I believe, that the Lord gave. Thou shalt have none other God before me. Okay, Exodus 20 and 3. How did I get 29? I can't tell you. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in the heaven above or that's in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. God does not want us worshiping anything but him. Now, I want us to think a minute. How can we worship something that's not an idol, that's not, we're not bowing physically down to? This is what we're going to talk about tonight. How people worship things. How you worship things is things that you value more than God. Sometimes these things are so important to us that we put God on the back burner. But God needs to be first and foremost in our lives.
That's right.
And the things that people are worshiping today are so taking up their minds and their hearts and their desires till they it drowns out God. And so we want to look at it. You mentioned phone. That is number one. That's the number one right now. I got on the plane, and I think I had sat down. And as I looked, I saw one person on their phone, another person on their phone, and people tend to so involve themselves to it till it kind of even isolate them from sometimes from people, their family or others, and it's not uncommon to go into maybe the living room and you'll see one person on their phone, the other person. They could be sitting right next to each other and they're in their own world. That's how much of an idol these phones have gotten to be. What do you do with idols though? Should we just continue to let them control our minds and our thoughts and our action and our time? No, we need to get rid of idols. We need to, there are many idols. That's just one. But there are many idols. And I remember hearing a case of, I think it was a child. I don't remember what they did, but they got very upset because the phone was taken away from them. People idolized their phone so much that it can come between them and someone else. Parents sometimes use that as a punishment for the child. The child not doing right, they take the phone. And it upsets the child. People become obsessed with these phones. And what do they do on them? They surf the net, the web. They are watching movies. They are doing so many things, looking at things, social media, and the list goes on and on of the things that people get so caught up in their phone. I believe God wants us to examine what we do. A phone can be a good tool. God can use that tool. We can use it for the service of God. But then it can become an idol too. I have certain programs I want to see, certain, maybe even some people get caught up into the politics and, I want to see who's winning and I want to see what my candidate is saying or the other candidate is saying or I need to see this and I need to see that. And the time we're spending in that is time away from God, the things of God. Our minds are filled with so much that's going on till we don't have time to really take our minds and delve into the Word of God and the things of God, the songs. Even we need to be careful with listening to preachers on this phone.
Yes, that's true.
Because if they are not preaching the gospel in its purity, those things can affect us. And even some of the singing that we listen to, we want to make sure it's godly.
Yeah.
It's going to help us spiritually. All of these things take away from our time and our efforts to live and to please God. We want to go to heaven. We have but a little time. The time we spend needs to be spent in God's service.
Yes.
But if we allow ourselves to get caught up with the world and all of these things, it's going to hinder us in our walk with God. So when we recognize the effect these things have on us, we need to do something about it. Sometimes you might say, well, how do I know that something is a God to me, an idol to me? One of the ways we can look at it and know it is an idol is because I can't hardly do without it. Oh, it's 12 o'clock. It's the news. I gotta listen to the news. Or it's I know somebody that's all into Judge Judy's. She's coming on now. I gotta watch her and see what's gonna happen. Or this program is coming on. I gotta see what they're saying. One of my daughters used to have a program that they were into. It was something about how people get along, like married people, and how they, their problems and things. But anyway, all of these things have a great effect on us. And so we want to decide how much time we there are things that's there on that phone that we can use that's good for us, but we need to examine how much time am I allowing it. Sometimes there's games on that phone, and you can get caught up in playing a game. The game may seem harmless, just a few little moving, a few little items and everything. But how much time am I giving to those kind of things? We don't need to get so wrapped up into it. And you know, if you get caught up in that and somebody tries to say something to you, you don't want them to bother me. Wait a minute, I'm about to to win something. All of these things is not good for us. We need to put them aside. So we don't want to let it make an idol of it. God wants our attention wholeheartedly, not just part of the time.
Yes.
We don't want to put him on the back burner. Well, Lord, I'll do that later, but my little program is on right now. No. God first. And then if it's something that's not going to benefit spiritually, then you do it like they had to do those idols in the olden days. They had to break up the idols, and cast down the altars and all that. Let's cast these things down. So we want to look at also Exodus 34 and 12. Want to see what we do with these things. What should we do with them? Exodus 34, 12 to 14.
Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee, that ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
God is a jealous God. He is not pleased when we allow ourselves to get caught up in all of these other things instead of in his service. So this scripture says to break them down. Break down the altars. We're going to tear up. Now, that's not to say when it comes to a phone that you got to go and throw it away. But you got to reexamine what you're doing with it and the purpose that you're using it for. And if it's for entertainment, we can break that down. We don't need that. Cast down the altars, it says, and hold on. Let me get to it. It said, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whithersoever thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. Do you know these things will become a snare unto us? They will hinder us in our walk with God. But ye shall destroy their altars, break down their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. God is jealous. He made us. He's done everything for us. And he doesn't want us spending our time with other things. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods and do sacrifices unto their God, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice. You know, you're eating of the sacrifices to these gods. You're feeding your minds and your hearts. We are, when we allow ourselves to get caught up into these things. It's not just the phone. It's the television. It's games. It's entertainment activities. It's so many things that this world is being caught up in. And you see, what's happening, the enemy has done this. He's put a snare because these things dull our senses to the things of God. The Lord want to talk to you about certain things, and he can't get your attention because your attention is on these other things. The Lord want to show us things that we need to work on or things that we need to understand about his life and what he wants us, his life in us, and what he wants out of us. But you know, our minds are all caught up into all these things. I was thinking about how some people drive like this with their phone, one hand on the steering wheel and their phone right there. It's an idol. You mean to tell me you can't take your phone, put it down and drive and keep your focus on the wheel? No, it's an idol. And we need to realize that and not allow it to be. I was thinking how that when we talk about the television, how that people worship those things. Do you know some people can't? I remember I was staying overnight with my older sister, actually, and she would keep her TV on all the night. I think she slept with it. People have... It's like, I can't live in this house without a television. I need that noise, so to speak. I've heard something like that. The television has become an idol to many people. And if you try to say, well, why don't you just turn it off for a while? You'll see how much attachment people have to that television. Why isn't the television okay? Let's go to Psalms 103:8.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
I'm sorry, I wrote it down wrong. But I can tell you, it says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I wrote it down wrong. That. Okay.
Proverbs?
I don't know.
It's a Psalms problem.
So, why is the television bad? In the scripture it says, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I don't know anything that has more wickedness on it than the television itself. It promotes, it displays sinful things. It has, in today's world, the television has the moral standards on the television are very low. There are no good moral standards. There's all kinds of evil that's being promoted and being advertised. The drinking, the smoking, the adultery, fornication, uncleanness, all kinds of things are being promoted right on that television. And those are idols. And people can't seem to do without it. When something grabs a hold of your heart so much that you can't do without it, it becomes an idol. And we need to get rid of it. The best thing I can tell you about television is not to even bring it in your house. There are people with them in their house. But the best thing, because there's so much evil and wickedness on it, it's affecting our thoughts. The Lord knows why that scripture is in the Bible. Because we can be very much affected by the things that we see. And so we need to cast down these idols. Are those the only idols that people have? No. There are other idols. Sports can be an idol. I remember I was asking somebody about, I don't know if it was another service or what, but they felt they had to go see their game. You know, people put that idol before God. They have a special, I can't think of it right now, but it's in January and December. It's a big game. But anyway, people, that's more important to them than going to church. If church is going to be on that day, then guess what? It's going to get neglected. The church. I'm going to watch my game. I got to see who's going to win. Another entertainment activities become idols to people. Yeah. Some of those might be. Now, there are some innocent things that children can do, you know. But if you've ever been, I've been to many birthday parties of my grandchildren and different family members. And they have them in these facilities, I can't think of the name of them right now. But in those facilities, a lot of noise going on. A lot of machines, game machines. And some of them may not be so bad, but some of them are not so good. Violent games where you're shooting and killing one another are games that should not be. We want to make sure that we're not participating in all these things.
That's right.
So, all of the entertainment, we can almost feel like we got to be entertained 24/7. Life is boring unless you have some kind of entertainment, some kind of something going on. But we want to not allow ourselves this because God is a jealous God and He wants first place in our lives. He wants us to spend time with Him. Let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 5. I think we did that one. Matthew 22 and 37.
7 says, Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind.
You see this? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And yet, if our mind is so caught up with all of this entertainment and all of these worldly things, we're not loving the Lord with all our mind. Let's go back to Deuteronomy. It is 6:5.
And thou shalt know the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
I want us to read both of them. Because in one scripture it says, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. The other one says, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. So with everything within us, we should love the Lord so much. And when we love the Lord like that, our attention is going to be on God. That doesn't mean you can't do anything. I'm not saying you can't go outside and kick a ball and play basketball and all this. But I'm saying don't make a God out of it. Yes. Don't make it where you can't do God's business. Yes, we're human, and we're going to do other things, but we're going to put God first. Mark 12:30.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
Yes, notice that. With all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Your strength and your energy need to be for God. I'm going to tell you, sometimes people act like it's boring doing it that way, but you know it's not.
That's right.
Do you know when you put all into God, you're going to be blessed and your life is going to be full of joy.
Yes.
You're not going to be bored. It's not a boring life. It's a wonderful life because God fills us with those things that the enemy is trying to make you fill your mind and life up with. God fills it. He fills it with goodness and glory and peace and joy. It's a wonderful life to live. We don't have to fill our lives up with all of these things. And let's go to 1 Corinthians 10:31. All that we do, let's do it to the glory of God.
Yes.
Whatever we activities we allow ourselves to get into, let's do it in a way that God can be pleased.
Yes.
We owe it to God.
Yes.
He made us. Our breath is in His hand.
Yes.
And we need to be willing to spend all of our life and our energies for Him. If I want to spend my energy, I want it to be for God.
Yes.
Like was said today, we want to have a passion for God and the things of God. You know, the more you get into the things of God, the better you are.
Yes.
And the more you'll enjoy your salvation. It's not a drudgery. It's not a hard life. It's a wonderful life. Even Paul said, our light afflictions are but for a moment, but they work for us, what? An exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our little time that we're going to be here is like this compared to eternity. And so we want to make it count for God and not allow ourselves to get caught up in this world. These things are going to pass away.
Yes.
But we want to be ready for eternity. Whatever we do, we want it to have some eternal value. I was thinking about games, for instance. Sometimes it's okay to play little like board games and things like that, that's going to build your mind up and give you, you know, make you more alert and all that. But games with no value to it, just pushing buttons, not teaching you one thing, it's no value.
Yes.
We want something with value. All of what we do need to have eternal value. Did you get 1 Corinthians 10 and 31?
Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
That's it. Whatsoever you do, whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. Can God get glory out of what you're doing? Stop and think. If he can't get glory out of it, you need to leave it alone. If there's no value in it, it's a waste of time. Our time is valuable, and we need to spend it for God. Colossians 3 and 17.
And whatsoever you do, in the word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God and the Father. Amen.
Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. That's what's going to count. This other stuff is not going to count. It's going to be a waste of your time. Then when we go back to what I was talking about earlier about the television promotes the world. If you're trying to live for God, the scripture, let's go to 1 John 2:15-16. We do not want to be a part of the world.
Yes, that's
but right. You're feeding on the world when you're sitting there watching that television. 1 Corinthians 2:15-16. No. Did I say 1 Corinthians? 1 John.
Yeah.
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
Do you notice that when you watch the television and you watch those commercials, they are promoting the world? The pride of life, you know, to be more proud of yourself and to do things to make yourself look good. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, all of that's being promoted. And so that's why it's not good. It's not healthy. It's not spiritually healthy. And I've said this so many times. When I was about 14 years old, and I loved the television, I'm telling you, I'd go over my grandmother's and I'd get glued to it. You know what? The Lord spoke to me and said, let me know that is not good for you. That's not good for your spirituality. And so I learned there early. And I'm passing it on to you that it's not good spiritually for us to get caught up in all of that. There's violence in there, killing. There's all kinds of things that we see putting right before our eyes, and it's a hindrance to our spiritual well-being. So now we want to be encouraged to get rid of all the idols. Matthew 6:24.
No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
You see, we're trying to serve God. If we want to serve God, we cannot serve the world and the enemy and the things that he's promoting and serving God. We're going to either get rid of one and hold to the other. And if we really want to see God's face in peace, we're going to have to get rid of the world. We're going to turn our back on the world and allow ourselves to be serve Jesus only. I was thinking about also it's very addicting. It is. These are addicting things that we're talking about tonight. It's hard to stop doing them. It seems like it's so much a part of people that they can't hardly make any difference. But I thank the Lord that through him, we can do better. When we think of all the things that's being promoted in all of these different worldliness things, like we could go to Galatians 5, and it just names out the world, and you can just see those things being promoted in this medium. And this message is not all about the television. It's about all the different things that people allow themselves to get caught up in and become addicted to it, and they become an idol to them. We don't want that. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. You see all of these things in your face. Hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Those things will not promote righteousness and godliness. But in fact, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. So we want to be encouraged tonight. I have two more scriptures, 1 Corinthians 10 and 6. And then we're going to do 7 and 14 of 1 Corinthians. We want to make sure that we don't allow anything of this world to be so much a part of us that it hinders us in our walk with the Lord.
1 Corinthians, is it pain?
Mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
All these things were our example for the intent. We should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
Read 7 to also.
Neither be ye idle adulterers, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play.
Okay, now go over to verse 14 in the same chapter.
Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry.
Yes.
You know, idolatry is the things that you see with your eyes.
Idolatry is worshiping idols.
Okay.
Yeah. And the last one is 1 John 5 and 21. We're going to flee from these things. If we put these things before the Lord, they become an idol.
Yes.
And we're going to flee from them.
Verse 21 says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.
Keep yourselves from idols. And so we want to encourage us to be careful with our walk with God and not allow anything to come between us and God, because that becomes an idol. Pray for me.